Look, there are two different kind of people in this world. You know, there are the dog people and the cat people, the red wine people and the white wine people, the Sudoku people and the crossword people. I think I know where you stand on that.
Hungover people? I got no energy for that Sunday, Saturday morning.
Stuff. I kind of like both.
Really?
Yes, I've been converted a little bit. And for people who aren't really familiar with Sudoku, it became a real big craze in 05. A lot of people doing Sudoku books every time we're on the subway. I was taught how to do it by three kids, 10, 11, and 12, who schooled me in a bad way. Maybe they could take part in the first ever U.S. Sudoku Championship. It's happening in Philadelphia, and one of our own is involved. Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, also
hey
New York Times crossword editor. Thank you so much for joining us. So you are going to be the host of this big Philadelphia Inquirer Sudoku National Championship?
That's right. It takes place tomorrow at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in downtown Philadelphia. Starts at 11 o'clock, goes through the afternoon. They're expecting about 1,000 contestants. There's 2 8-year-olds who are competing, registered to compete, and the oldest so far is 83. And there's a $10,000 grand prize.
Literally fun for all ages. Hey, for people who are like, what is this language they're talking about, the Sudoku thing, can you briefly explain it?
Yeah, it's in almost every newspaper, except my own, the New York Times, but it's in virtually every other newspaper. And it's just a little number puzzle, 9x9 grid. The object is to fill the grid, fill the squares in the grid so that every row, every column, and each 3x3 box contains all the digits from 1 to 9 without repeating. There's no mathematics involved. It's a pure logic challenge. And, you know, the traditional wisdom was, conventional wisdom was, a number puzzle would never be popular. And this one is as popular as crosswords now, and I think is with us forever.
How are you feeling about that?
Yeah. Is Sudoku the Facebook to your MySpace, Will, with the crossword stuff?
I am crazy about it. I'm one of those people who is crazy about both. And the two puzzles exercise different parts of the brain. Crosswords connect with real life. You have to know vocabulary and all sorts of facts on everything. With Sudoku, you don't have to know anything. It's a pure logic challenge, and each of them has its own appeal.
I'm sure this is going to create a raft of emails, Will, angry that I even asked this question. But I've done Sudoku, played it, whatever, filled it out a few times. And it's kind of I really like crossword puzzles because to me each one is sort of different and there's language involved, as you said.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit of a mystery you're solving. I feel like how interesting is that this time it's an 8, but the other time it was a 6. I mean, what is it? But there's no arguing with the popularity of it. How is it that this is still so new and interesting when people do hundreds and hundreds of these puzzles?
Yeah. You know, if I let myself go, I could do Sudoku all day. If you pushed me, put my back against the wall and a gun to my head and said I had to choose one or the other, I'd pick crosswords because I like there's just a little more variation in crosswords. But with Sudoku, it's really a complex puzzle. Even with such simple rules, there's a lot of complex logic that's needed to solve the difficult examples. To me, it never gets old.
Putting your modesty aside, Will, how good are you at Sudoku?
Well, I'm a decent solver, but I'm not like the whizzes. There is an American, Thomas Snyder, who will be here at the championship. He's the reigning world Sudoku champion, and he recently set his own personal record of 53 seconds on a Sudoku. I mean, his hand literally did not stop writing. Even the hardest Sudoku he can do generally in 5 or 6 minutes.
I understand also that the rise of Sudoku has a lot to do with computers.
Yeah, I think, Sudoku has been around a few years. It was invented in the United States in 1979 under the name Number Place in a Dell puzzle magazine. Went to Japan in the 1980s where it acquired the name Sudoku. Became a craze in Britain in 2004 when a man named Wayne Gould introduced it in the Times of London. It became a craze there in England, came back to the United States in 2005, and I think, yes, without the computer, it would not have been a craze because human beings cannot create enough Sudoku. It's very hard to make a Sudoku puzzle by hand and know exactly how hard it is. A computer can, with a good program, can turn out lots of Sudoku, and the computer can tell you precisely how difficult it is. And, you know, when you're tackling a Sudoku puzzle, you kind of want to know how hard it is before you begin.
I've noticed that there's easy, moderate, and quite difficult on the bottom. I always go for the easy, I gotta admit. I'm not advanced yet. So are people lobbying the New York Times
Yeah.
to get Sudoku in there?
You
What's
guys
going
too
on?
classy for
Well,
that?
I am. Yeah, I think I'm not sure what the holdup is. Well, first of all, the Times is not a newspaper that jumps on a fad. That's number one. Crossword puzzles were a fad in the United States, were a craze in 1924 and 25, and the newspaper didn't start crosswords until 1942. It was the last major metropolitan daily newspaper to start a crossword. So, you know, the same thing may be true with Sudoku. They just want to make sure it's going to be around. Also, I have a feeling, you know, if the Times does any puzzle, it's going to be better and cleverer and more sophisticated than anybody else's version. And the problem question is, how do you make Sudoku more sophisticated than it already is?
You do it with your pinky out as you're filling in the
That's
numbers.
it.
All right, so Will Shortz, tomorrow's people can still enter into this championship in Philadelphia?
Yes, there is online registration through noon today at philly.com/Sudoku, or you can sign up at the door tomorrow, and the first round starts at 11 o'clock at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in downtown Philadelphia.
Weekend edition puzzle master, New York Times crossword editor, potential Sudoku editor, maybe, and host of the Philadelphia Inquirer Sudoku National Championship. Will Shortz, thanks for being with us on the Bryant Park Project.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You know, if you're putting together a Boggle tournament, let alone Sudoku or Scrabble, that guy's the rock star.
You know, so good at Boggle, Peggy
of
Hill.
All
My
games.
favorite thing from King of the Hill.
Nice.